Good evening. Welcome, everyone, to this first concert after 2 years. Obviously, due to COVID, we're unable to sing for that period of time to practice as a choir. And we're very happy that we can once again lift our voices in praise to the Lord. And to that end, I'd like to start this evening by reading Psalm 100. It's entitled A Psalm of Praise. And that is truly what we're seeking to do here, is that after 2 years of many problems and divisions, that once again we're able to worship together, we're able to praise the Lord together, and we want that to be our focus, that our focus will be on the Lord and praising and glorifying His name. Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people, and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him, and bless His name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. Just a quick note. If you pay attention to the way that the program is put together, it starts with praise, and the last one is a blessing. And you'll see a kind of an arc of all the pieces as we sing them, that it's very purposeful in the way that it has been designed. And also at the close of the evening, you're invited to go to the fellowship hall, which is to the left at the back, and enjoy some beverages and other treats with us. Let's open with a word of prayer. Gracious and Heavenly Father, in this evening hour, on this spring day, we come before Thee, and we thank Thee, Lord, that we could gather together in this evening hour, that on this day before Sunday, a day of worship and a day of praise, they were able to come together and sing praises to Thy name. We thank Thee for the gift of music, for the gift of singing, for the gift of the talents that Thou hast given to all the people that are involved here, for our conductor, Martin, for our organist and pianist, David. We pray that Thou will bless them and be near unto them. Remember, too, each member of the audience, each member of the choir, and may it be that our thoughts and focus might be upon Thee. We thank Thee for Thy word, that we can hear it, and that it is preached on Sunday to Sunday, and we ask that Thou will bless that word, that it may be a powerful means in Thy hand to bring many close to Thee. Forgive our sins in Jesus' name, and bless us. In Jesus' name we pray this. Amen. Which is follow the program as it is written in your program.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Gracious God would grant us peace for both body and soul. May we indeed fix our eyes on our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Ultimately, we need and we seek his continued blessing. May our sung prayers this evening be to the glory and honor of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. To him alone belongs all praise.
Thank you. So I think I can speak on behalf of everyone here. This truly was an evening of praise and thanksgiving, and truly a beautiful evening to spend together on a Saturday evening as we again prepare for our Lord's Day and we consider the God whom we worship. And as we consider what it is to be a blessing to hear these voices, the 23 voices, lifting praises to God, because He is worthy to receive all the praise, the glory, and the honor. Let us come to Him before Him in prayer. Lord God and Heavenly Father, we do thank Thee for this time that we could be together. Lord, Thou hast been good to us, giving us this time that we can be still, that we can hear, that we can sing, that we can lift up our voices and hear voices lifted up to praise and glorify Thy name. For Lord, Thou art worthy to receive all the glory, the honor, and the praise. Lord, wilt Thou give us hearts that do continue to sing even through this night and into the morning as we again prepare to come to Thy house again tomorrow to hear Thy word. Lord, apply Thy word as we hear it preached. Lord, we do thank Thee for these voices, for those that have accompanied. Lord, we pray, wilt Thou continue to bless the choir, wilt Thou give them what they stand in need of. Lord, we also remember those who are in the Ukraine and those who are suffering through this time of war there. Lord, we have no idea what this is like, but Lord, we pray, wilt Thou be with them and be near them, and especially Thy people, as they perhaps will also attempt to get together in various churches around the country. Lord, may it be that they would be able to come together and that they would be edified and that they would be strengthened in Thy word as they also hear it preached. Lord, be with us now as we go to our homes. Wilt Thou bless us and keep us and guide us and lead us. Keep us in Thy care. Lord, forgive the sins that we've committed even in this time of listening and singing. Lord, all of our actions and all of that we do, even our praise, needs to be cleansed in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we do thank Thee for Him and for all He has done. Lord, be with us now as we leave. We pray all this not because we deserve Thy blessings, but we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.